were discussing in the car earlier, we were talking about how Cincinnati is actually a nice town. Because right now in the hypertext, all that we have are sort of clients, client complaints, if that makes sense. Wines. Yeah. A lot of negativity, mostly written by Dirk. So,
I've not written very much about Cincinnati at all, as far as I know.
Well, I mean, we haven't really written much. It was just that first night, and it was all just, you know, ripping on the poor town. And even earlier on this tape, we didn't start to get into all the wonderful things about why it's good here. And Brian's actually a native of Cincinnati.
Yes, I am.
One of the coolest Cincinnati natives I've ever met.
Yeah. Before we get into this, I'd like to raise a question with Brian. In all the time that you've spent with Scott, have you ever heard him say anything positive about Cincinnati until this moment when he no longer lives in Cincinnati and is only visiting? And don't you find that curious?
That is curious. So, Scott, what is it that's bringing you back to Cincinnati outside of obligation?
Well, I really miss the place. There's nothing like an afternoon playing a little disc golf at Mount Airy Forest, going to Skyline and getting a five-way, and then heading up to Grater's, getting yourself a nice chocolate chip double scoop ice cream cone, going to La Rosa's and sitting down for a second meal, getting yourself a nice nearly Italian-style calzone. And then, of course, we often forget how what a great research institution the University of Cincinnati is.
Really?
And there's a lot of character to Cincinnati. You know, it's one of those towns where... where people are proud to live here, and you know, 800,000 Cincinnatians can't be wrong. But what do you like about Cincinnati, Brian? You stay here.
I think I've decided that's what keeps me here.
What keeps you here?
The hills.
The hills?
You travel anywhere else in the Midwest, essentially, you're dealing with flat, barren land. But in Cincinnati, I think we're fortunate to be in this location where the rivers are hitting each other and forming a nice set of hills and woods and forests. It's very different. It does something to you. If you go up to Columbus and spend a few days, you drive yourself crazy. There's just nothing to see.
Okay, but we're comparing Cincinnati to other bland places in this country. Does that mean you have to stay in the least bland of the Midwest? I mean, if you want hills, go to La